That's right. We have the Christmas gifts range, which are always very popular. People might be familiar with them. You know, you can buy goats, chickens, school lunches, irrigation systems, a whole range of products. And you can buy these through the Trocar website. And when you buy that gift is given to a family in the developing world. So when you buy a goat, a family in Kenya receives a goat. But the person you are buying for in Ireland receives a card to say that that has been gifted on their behalf. So it's a really popular way of giving. And yeah, I think a lot of people like it for last minute Christmas presents. People they've forgotten to buy for or don't know what to buy for. Or, you know, we all have those relatives who you think, what on earth can I buy them? They have everything. So this is a nice way to say, well, someone in the developing world is actually desperately in need of something. So I've bought them something on your behalf.
Yeah. And I mean, is it the most efficient way, I suppose, of giving to these countries, or is it just that it's something that makes us feel nice about ourselves?
Yeah, it's a very efficient way. I mean, the gifts are all things that are genuinely needed. So, for example, school lunches in Somalia. We have a program in Somalia where we buy school lunches. So effectively what you do when you buy that gift is you're supporting that program, and those school lunches are given to children. The animal, like the goats and the chickens and things like that, they are all sourced locally. That makes it even more efficient as well, because we're buying the animals locally, which of course then helps the farmer that we're buying them from. There's no transportation costs. The animals are all local, so they're not being sort of brought in from abroad into a foreign environment. So it all makes a lot more sense, I think, to do it that way as well. So, yeah, they're very very efficient and very impactful. I've been in villages in Kenya, actually, where you can barely move from Trocar chicks crossing the road and everything like this. So I've actually seen a lot of these animals in their new homes, and they do make a huge, huge difference.
And I mean, I imagine they'll have a better life there than they might, you know, a chicken in Ireland would have.
Well, that's it. They're very treasured in terms of, you know, for example, chickens, obviously people need them for eggs. Also, when goats and chickens are given to families, they tend to then, the goats and chickens have their own families, and then that obviously helps the rest of the community, because the offspring are then given to neighbours. So it has a big long-term impact on the community as well.
Do people sign up or say what it is that they want, or, you know, do you kind of assess the needs and say, okay, this is what's needed here?
Yeah, so all the communities that we give the gifts to are communities that we work with on an ongoing basis. So we know what is needed in the communities. And the gifts that are available are the really kind of core basic things that you can really never do enough of. You're never going to have enough school lunches, you know, things like that. So you're never going to have enough water going in through some of these villages. So the things that we know we can spend and we know we can buy for these communities. If there is ever, if we ever receive, you know, far too many people buy chickens or you know, one of the gifts, that money is then relocated to a similar gift. So, you know, there is that little bit of flexibility in case we do receive too much of one thing, that we can redistribute to something similar. But it's still going to go to something that's really needed and makes a really huge difference to the communities who receive it.
But given that we've seen some of the devastating impacts of animal agriculture here in Ireland and in Europe, you know, is there a sense that you would try to introduce it more sustainably, or that you would have other sustainable options to bring to people other than animals?
Yeah, well, one of the most popular gifts is the gift of water. And that gift is, obviously, water is used for cooking and for cleaning and daily life like that. But it's also for using to grow crops. So one of the big challenges we have in most of the communities we work with, particularly in Africa, is that due to ongoing drought, which is getting worse all the time, unfortunately, because of climate change, people can't grow the crops that they need to survive. So the gift of water brings in irrigation and brings in sources of water to their fields and allows them to grow crops. And, you know, when you visit some of these farms, it can be really amazing when you see a field that doesn't have irrigation sitting right beside a field that is irrigated. And it is like, it's like two different planets. It's totally different. One is completely dry, completely empty, and then the field that has water is bursting full of life. And it just shows you, I think, that the land in a lot of these countries is very, very good, but it's just missing that one vital ingredient. And that's what we're trying to bring to them. The other sustainable gift that is very popular is the solar lamp gift. And in a lot of the communities we work with, obviously they wouldn't have electricity, and it gets dark quite early every evening. So children tend to use paraffin lamps for homework and just generally to light up the house. And the paraffin lamps are quite dirty in terms of they're quite polluting, but they're also very dangerous in that if you tip it over, it can set the whole house on fire. So the solar lamp is a really ingenious gift in that it obviously they've got a lot of sunlight in these countries, so the lamps charge up over the course of the day, and then once night falls, it lights up the whole house.
Do you ever offer people who are buying them here the opportunity to see that as a carbon offset, you know, because you're taking these paraffin lamps out of a system and providing something more sustainable and more environmentally friendly?
Yeah, I think that's one of the real added benefits of the lamps. And obviously we've been campaigning and talking about climate change for a number of years now. So I think, we've been telling supporters, I suppose, of the damage that climate change has been having. So I think that's one of the reasons probably why the solar lamps are very popular, in that people are sort of understanding the impact of climate change and want to do something a bit more sustainable and a bit sort of eco-friendly. So I think that's a really an added benefit of the lamps, and probably something that's why they're so popular, I think.
And, I mean, do they stop at Christmas, or are they still available for things like birthday presents or other gifts that people might give at different times of the year?
Yeah, the gifts are available all year round on the Drogra website. And as you say, people like getting them for birthdays or communions or whatever whatever the celebration is. We tend to refresh the gifts every Christmas time, we take a look at the programs and think, well, what do we really need this Christmas? So they sometimes get changed around Christmas time, but they're available on the website throughout the year.